I'm just rummaging around here in the junkyard. John Huckenberry here with Amy Holmes on The Takeaway. All your cash for clunkers coverage here on The Takeaway this morning. J.C. Cox, you still with us?
Yes.
Auto parts salvager in Moultrie, Georgia. He has a business relationship, actually, with Brian Willen, who's a sales manager at Albany Honda in Albany, Georgia. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, John.
You're actually the front end of this cash for clunkers sort of trip to the graveyard, right, Brian?
Yes, I guess we are.
All right, we want to talk about the details of that in a moment. But first, Tom Libby, Detroit-based independent auto analyst and president of the Society of Automotive Analysts, joins us from WDET in Detroit. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Help me out with something. Yesterday, there was some positive news on auto sales, but there was also some really negative news on auto sales. It's clear that the Cash for Clunkers program is having an impact, and you can't escape the commercials anywhere you go. They're all over the market here in New York. Ford seemed to do really well because of Cash for Clunkers, but not so much everybody else.
Well, I think Ford did relatively well for several reasons. One is the Cash for Clunkers, but also Ford's product lineup. They have several newer redesigned products. The Fusion was just redesigned, and it offers a hybrid. You have the all-new Ford Flex. You have an all-new F-150. So Ford has a more fresh lineup, and the freshness of the lineup, the new products, that is a key ingredient in sales.
And so it's really kind of all about timing here. I mean, the government's theory was cash for clunkers. Let's get the clunkers off the road. So you got to have a supply of clunkers, but you also have to have a supply of hybrids and efficient automobiles that satisfy the government's demand. Ford seems to be in the sweet spot here. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. They are in the sweet spot with the products I just mentioned, plus the Focus, which is a fuel-efficient, popular small vehicle. But also, some of the customers that come in on the Cash for Clunkers end up buying something that doesn't qualify for the program. And as I said, because Ford has a wider array of new and fresh products, that will help them, again, even though some of them don't qualify.
Okay, Tom, so I can't resist but ask this question. Doesn't this sort of prove the critics right that if you have a better product, then you're profitable and that GM and Chevy didn't need all those taxpayer dollars?
Well, I would agree with the first part of the statement in that in this industry, product is really the king, regardless of what programs are in place, what the externalities are. The freshness of the product, the competitiveness of your product portfolio is a key ingredient of your success. Whether or not GM should have gotten the bailout money, to me, that's not that easy to answer.
Well, and we're a little ways downstream from that at this point, which really
right.
downstream
right.
may be a good metaphor here. Brian Willen, sales manager at Albany Honda in Albany. You've been having – Albany, Georgia. You've been having people come in and trade their clunkers in for a new Honda, right?
Yes, we have.
And you've been seeing a pretty brisk uptick in business. Is that what you're saying,
absolutely.
Brian?
Absolutely. Right. Very busy the past few days of the month.
All right. So before we talk about what happens to the clunkers and how well your business is doing, I mean, I got to figure what kind of cars are people bringing in? What sort of dogs are people dragging into Albany Honda there and saying and getting $4,500 for?
Well, we've had some older cars. I think the oldest car we've taken in has been an 85 Cadillac.
85 Caddy, okay.
And that was certainly a clunker.
What other dogs?
We've had a couple of older pickup trucks, you know, with 200,000, 300,000 miles on them.
What brand?
Ford, and we've had a Dodge and a Chevrolet, so we've got a pretty good mix, actually.
All right, and what are people buying on the other side of the coin?
Our biggest seller, obviously, has been the Honda Accord. That and the Civic as well, which is that's kind of our bread and butter any time of year, with or without a program like this.
Now, how challenging is the paperwork? I mean, you know, it's challenging to do paperwork in any sort of car transaction, and I can remember the headaches that I went through trying to get to the final sticker price. You know, it was a whole big mystery
right.
to me. But to add the federal government cash for clunkers paperwork, I'm wondering if it adds, you know, 3 or 4 hours to the transaction.
Well, for the customer, it doesn't add a whole lot of time. There are some additional forms you have to complete with the customer, but we have to submit for reimbursement online at the website the government set up, and that process is incredibly tedious. It took us 7 hours to submit one transaction, and since then, I mean, we've got over a dozen transactions to process. We haven't been able to get through one because the computer system continues to lock up and kick you out.
Well, it might take a lot of time, but it also makes a lot of sales. Have you seen
yeah.
your sales spike?
Absolutely. We probably did 30% of our month in the last 4 days of the month of
July.
Wow,
that is huge. So let's talk about the story of what happens to the poor clunker, that whatever it is, 1985 Caddy. Let's start with that one. What are you supposed to do? I mean, the idea is to get these clunkers off the road for environmental reasons. What do you have to do before they get sent to J.C. Cox down the road to be salvaged, to get them ready?
Right. Well, the instructions we're given is to pour a sodium silicate into the engine. First, remove all the oil, drain the oil, replace the drain plug, and fill the engine or the oil pan with its sodium silicate, and rev the engine up until it seizes and locks up, therefore disabling the engine.
Ooh.
And then, of course, it's ready for the salvager.
Oh, so that basically, J.C. Cox, they're sending you cars with the engines already destroyed, right?
Yes.
So does that make it more difficult for you to economically benefit from this Cash for Clunkers program?
Yes, it hurts the value of the car on my part, because but the way the papers read, I can sell everything but the engine for a period of 6 months.
Now, of course, that's for environmental reasons. We don't want a gas guzzling Caddy engine running around on the road anymore, right?
I suppose so.
You don't sound terribly committed to the program here, JC.
No, I think in the long run it'll affect my customers that would normally be driving these older cars and buying parts. But in the short term, we hope it helps.
Sure, but what about the other side of this, too, that you fix these old clunkers? What happens if there aren't any more?
Yeah, well, our business is mainly the newer cars, but we do have customers that look for the older parts,
right,
too.
Right.
Well, J.C. Cox, think of me as a buzzard here, okay? I'm sitting on a fence, and I'm looking at these cars. What are the most valuable things that you pick right off the car? I guess the airbag is probably the easiest thing to resell, right?
Yeah, possibly, but the older cars are not repaired much, so airbags are not a thing. On these cars, you would get the salvageable, the recycled metals, like the aluminum and the catalytic converter right off, and then the what parts you can sell, you would sell, and after, you know, like we have 6 months to dispose of the car and then notify the government 7 days after we crush it.
So you can't, like, you have to prove to the government that you didn't resell it to Billy over there in the neighborhood next door to you for his first car for him to hot rod, right?
That's correct. We have 7 days to let them know we received the car. And then we have 7 days after we crush it or shred it to let them know that we've disposed of it.
And how do you prove that you did? Do you sell them the crushed little car?
I'm not exactly sure about that. I'm learning a lot here, too.
Well, but so all you have to do, J.C., is just FedEx the big piece of scrap metal to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, okay, and make it, like, overnight, okay?
Okay.
All right, so
we'll try that.
Tom Libby, let's talk some economics there. That's a great sort of explication of the front end to the back end of this Cash for Clunkers program there with Brian and J.C. Cox. What impact economically, aside from sales, do you think this entire program and maybe follow-on programs are going to have on the industry?
Well, I think short term there will be some positive effects. I mean, when you have greater money flowing into the dealership, that's positive for the employees. They have greater incomes. They will spend that money. That flows through the economy. You also have a lowering of the inventories at the dealerships nationwide, which therefore will raise production by the manufacturers, which will provide more money to the manufacturers and also more money to the suppliers. So all of those positives will trickle through the economy and create positives in that regard in the short term.
Hi, Tom. This is Amy again. Alan Greenspan said this weekend that the popularity of this program is proof of the economy picking back up. Do you share his optimism?
I sort of have mixed feelings because while I think in the short term there's no question this has helped economically as well as psychologically, I mean, it's really pulled the industry out of a negative trend, and that's terrific. But on the other hand, frankly, this is completely artificial. I mean, this is money that is being put into the industry from the government. It is not a natural change
right.
in demand. It is an artificial change. So
if you pay
in the long
people,
term...
If you pay people to buy cars, it's going to have an impact on demand. That's right. Economics 101.
That's right.
All right, Tom
exactly.
Libby, Detroit-based independent auto analyst, president of the Society of Automotive Analysts at WDE in Detroit. Thanks so much. And Brian Willen, sales manager at Albany Honda in Albany, Georgia, thanks so much, along with J.C. Cox, owner of an auto parts salvage business in Moultrie, Georgia. Thanks to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's the front end to the back end
of
the supply chain.
I'm picturing the White House front lawn piled high with these crushed cars.
I'm Fred Sanford. Who are you?
I guess I would be his...
Sanford and Daughter? It's a sequel.
Daughter-in-law?
It's a sequel.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.